Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of the WWIC, Scottsboro, Alabama. And I want to thank each and every one of you that's given me a donation. And I receive many compliments. Most every day I receive a call. I've only been on this, I believe this will be the fourth time. And I would like to say that I'm proud of the response that I've got. And I want to try to talk to you this morning. And I want to try to tell you this morning that what we are headed for. And if there's anybody out there this morning that's lost and undone and hasn't got no hope of eternal life, and also if there's anybody out there that has got salvation, I want you to know that we are fixing to enter something that's right down the road in front of me and you. That's going to be a trial and it's going to be a test. And it's going to take the living God but in your heart because to be able to stand it. And you know this morning, it ain't going to be long till Jesus is going to say it's enough. He said he would shorten the days for his elect's sake. But why is he going to do that? Because that he knows that this old world is going to get so violent under his people, he don't want them to be in it no more. And he's going to come back. Yes, he is. So this morning I want to read to you and I want you to follow me. I want you to get your Bible. And I want you to turn to me with the sixth chapter of Revelation. And I want you to go to the ninth verse and I want you to listen. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now don't you see that? Friend, listen. God bless your heart. Are you going to be able to stand there when that day comes and hold the same testimony you're holding today? Yes, sir. I want to tell you it's going to take a man running it strong in the Lord. Yes, it is. And all of us today, friends. And but if you ain't got salvation, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You just listen on just a little bit here and we're going to see what you're fixing to run into. Listen what he says. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest it for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were and should be fulfilled. Now don't you see that, friends? God bless your heart, there's going to be somebody killed. Yes, they are. There's a test to come in. Brother, now can you be able to stand it? There's people are saying today, there's people are saying that we're not going to, that God's people's not going to go through the tribulation period. I want to tell you today, Lord, God bless you. Brother, it's not true. They're going to enter in some of it. They're going so far into it. And when God says it's enough, he's going to come back at them. But there's going to be some things, brother, they're going to have to endure. There's going to have to be some things, brother, that they're going to have to pass the test on. And it's going to take the Spirit of the living God to do it. Now then, I want you to listen to this. And I stood upon, this is the 13th chapter of Revelation. And I stood up on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast ride up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blaspheme. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I want you to notice that, friends. He said, the dragon, God bless you, we know who that is. That's the devil, ain't it? Yes, it is. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after him. Oh, yes, they did. That was the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make power with him? Or who is able to make war with him? And thou was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and blaspheming power is given unto him to continue 42 months, which is 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell there in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Oh, listen, friend, today, God bless you. Don't you see that? Power was given unto him to make war with the saints. Yes, sir. And it wasn't just over one nation. No, it wasn't. It was over every nation. God bless you today. And now listen. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb, in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And if any man have an ear, let him hear. Oh, God bless you. Brother, it's me. If your name is not written in the Lamb Book of Life, God bless you. When that time comes, you know what's going to happen to you. Oh, listen, friend. God bless you. You're going to be judged out. There won't be no hope for you. And there's no way in the world you can stand the test, because it'll take God to dwell in your heart. Yes, it will. Now, I want you to listen here as we're going down a little further, and all. And he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here's the patience of the faith of the saints. Oh, now I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. All right, let's see now what kind of patience the saints had here, and how much faith they had. And he exercised the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Oh, listen today, friends. Oh, we know there ain't but one God, and beside him there's another. And if there's anything in the world, brother, that you worship beside him, you know that you're in trouble. Well, all right, this old beast is going to cause people to worship another beast. Yes, because, brother, his head was wounded, and it was healed. And I don't know what that represents, some kind of government, of power, or some nation. Well, they all got a symbol, and I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to make an image of that man. Yes, they are. And now listen, here's what he said. Listen, I want you to listen. And he that doeth great wonders, so that he make far to come down from heaven on earth as in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth, and the means of his miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image. Now see that? Brother, he had never power to give life unto this image. Oh, the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and call, that as many as worship not, that would not worship the image of the beast, should be killed. Oh, glory to God, friend. Listen, can't you see that? Brother, that's going to be an awful time, ain't it? That's not very far down the road. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Listen, and that no man might buy nor sell, save he that has the mark of the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Oh, listen, God bless you. Friends, we've got people today. You know they won't come to church just when they get ready. They've got so many jobs. They got to make that money. They got to have that wealth. Oh, listen, friends, God bless you today. Oh, you're talking about a pitiful time. But a man has to stand there and burn and maybe his knees smoking together. When he can look back and see and say, "Oh Lord, if I had my time to go over, I'd give more time to you. I'm so weak I can't stand, and I've got no hope." Oh, bless your heart today. These people praying this honor. That's not no. They're not keeping the commandments of God. No, they're not. They go to church when they get ready. Yes, they do. And oh, listen, it's a rule to the church and a commandment from the Lord, brother, that we would eat of his body and drink of his blood. And wash one another's feet. Well, you take home that night. Listen, there's people, they'll dodge that night. They won't go to church on that night. No, why? Because, listen, friends, they ain't got knowledge enough and understanding enough, wisdom enough to know. If they don't do it, brother, they can't have no part with him. So that time's a-coming. Listen, 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 friends. When that time comes that you have to give that testimony, you're going to be able to do it. And listen, boys, you can lay up here for a dollar that you want to. God bless you, friends. But listen, if you ain't careful, it's going to get you into trouble after a while. Yes, it is. Why don't you lay up the treasures in heaven? Where? Tell them all and no corruption. Where you have something to go on. Today, let me beg you. I know people today. Yes, I do. Listen, friend, God bless you. They think more of the dollar. And they think of God. They've got so many arms in the fire. They're trying to make a dollar. Listen, friend, the Lord's eyes over you. Yes, it is. It's over you. God bless you. Let me warn you today, friends. I'd rather have Jesus, I'd rather feel his love and feel his joy and have that peace. It's to have all of your money you have and all of your fine homes out there. It seems like, friends, that people can't get things fine enough. Listen, you'll come into a trial directly. You're going to have to pass this test. Can you do it now? I want you to look on it a little more. Now listen, hear what he said again. No man, I want you to hear this again. No man might buy nor sell, sir, that hath a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of the name. All right, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666, which means 666. Oh, yes. Brother, not the times are coming. Yes, it is. Now let's go on over here. And you talking about a man. The people today, I'm going to tell you, you can walk out on the streets. You can talk to an old man. But he's drunk. He's on dope. Maybe he don't confess religion. He'll tell you. Everybody knows that days are coming. The mark of the beast. It's a coming. They'll tell you, that's one thing I ain't going to do. I ain't going to take that because I know the man that takes it, brother, he's doomed forever. Yes, he is. God bless your heart. There ain't no hope for him, not a bit. No, sir, there ain't. Well, then, brother, talking is easy done. Yes, it is. We've got people today that's talking when they ought to be praying. God bless you. Listen, brother, the devil don't nothing good done. But you know what my job is to warn you and to tell you about this day. Yes, sir, it's a coming, friends. And you talking about crying, you talking about putting your arms up around the shoulder, the old man you talked about. If it will do any good, you do it.
But it'll be too late then, friends. Yet we've got bless you. Now then, I want to thank God. Because this morning, I've got a clear conscience this morning. Yes, I have. And I want you to think about it. Listen now, hear what he said. I want you to listen about this. All right, here's what he said. All right, these men. Now listen. These men that go on and take this mark, friends. God bless you. But now listen. There's going to be little children. Oh, you little children. They're going to get by because they ain't got the knowledge. They're going to get to go in. It's going to be pitiful to see a mother and dad stand there and got five or six little children under the age of accountability. They don't know right from wrong. No. God bless you, brother. Oh, mother and dad. Is going to take that mark. Yes, they are. Brother, listen. Them little children, if they go, what's to die? What's to be killed? Something happened to them. They'd get to go home. But mother and father, brother, is it going to have to be doomed? Yes, they are. All right, then. When it comes that time, you can't buy or sell. Yeah, what are you going to do, you money boys? Listen. Glory to God. Want you to know, that money you got piled up in the bank, listen, you can't spend it. Why don't you try to help somebody with it now? Brother, and still trying to satisfy the old flesh. That's what you're trying to do. Yes, you are. Can't you see yourself? You're blinded. The word of God's against you. Yes, there ain't no way you can make it. No, there ain't. Listen now here, I want to talk to you a little more. I want you to listen to this. Here's what it says. And the smoke of their murmur send it up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Oh, friend, God bless you. Now listen. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that kept the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Oh, who are they then? And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. For henceforth, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. And their works do follow them. Oh, bless your heart today, brother. There's people today that's got their name wrote on the book. They think they're Christian. They say they are. And there's people, brother, at one time receive the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Brother, won't come to church. And when they do, they'll sit back in the corner. You can't get them to work. They won't visit the sick. No. No, they see a man in need, they won't give him a dollar. No, they won't. Listen, brother, it says, blessed is that man that dieth in the Lord. Listen, friend, there's such a thing as you dying and not dying in the Lord. That man that dies in the Lord is a man that's got the Holy Ghost. That's a man that's been born again. Of the Spirit and all the water. That's who he is. God bless you this morning. And listen, oh, listen, friends. God bless you. Can't you see this morning? Where is your sight? God bless you. Where is them five senses that belongs to God? He gave you a spiritual sight. He gave you a spiritual hearing. He gave you a spiritual feeling. He gave you a spiritual taste. Yes, he did. This morning, how long has it been since you tasted the good word of God? That's your heart. Friends, I want you to hear me this morning. Can you feel it? Can you hear? Can't you see where you at? This thing's about to wind up. And it ain't going to be but a little while. That you're going to face this old ringer, this old king, brother. That's going to ask you, to take this mark. And if you don't do it, brother, God bless you, I want you to listen. Brother, he said they'd be killed. Oh, he did. He said they'd be killed. Listen today. Can
Can you stand it this morning? Can you walk out this morning and say, oh, King, I don't need to take that mark. You can just take my head off. How many people in the world today can say that? I want to tell you, when it comes to your life, if you ain't careful when the minute comes, you won't go through with it. I know you won't. Talking is easy, but it ain't worth nothing, no. No, it ain't. But it's that, God bless you, the works that would follow that man that died. Where is your works? Where is your labor today? Oh, bless your wonderful name, friends. I want you to think about it now. I want you to think about this. And I listen here a little further. I want to go a little further here. I want you to listen to this. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. All right, friends. Yes, sir, listen. God bless you because you took that mark of the beast. You might say, well, I feel so sorry for them people, God bless you, they wouldn't take this, and they got their heads cut off. Oh, I feel so sorry for them. Let me tell you something, friends. You just beginning to get into trouble when you go through it. That's right. Yes, sir. They're fixing the things that happened to you that you never really going to be surprised of. I'm going to read you some of them now. I want you to listen. All right. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark. Yes, oh, he saw them people, brother, and God bless you, that stood that test there, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harp of God. Oh, listen, friends, you people out there that don't believe in music, no, you won't have it. Bless your heart today. You don't think it's right. I want to tell you today, if you overcome that beast, brother, with that mark and that name, God bless you, brother, you'll be over there with a harp in your hand. Yeah, you will. But listen today, brother, this is the 15th chapter of Revelation. If you want to read it, just read it, boys, read it. Yes, it's there. God bless you. Friends, I want to tell you, it's easy to talk, and it's easy to say, I see this way, I see that way. But oh, listen, God bless you. I'm going to take God's word. I am. And I believe, if I overcome that old king, and I don't take that mark, I'll have a harp in my hand over there, and I'm going to tell you the song they were singing. Listen what it was. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy words, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thy King of the saints. Oh, ain't that wonderful? Oh, ain't that wonderful today, friend? God bless your heart. I'm going to tell you what the truth today. Oh, if I was some people, I tell you what I'd do. I'd read my Bible a little more. I'd try to understand it. And if you'll go to God, but it's going to take a man with the Holy Ghost. And if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're a natural man. Yes, you are. And ain't no natural man going to be able to understand the word of God. No, he can't rightly divide it. It takes a man with the Spirit of the living God, with the Holy Ghost, a man that's been born again, brother, to rightly divide this truth. And I'm telling you this morning, what you're fixing to face right down the road. Yes, sir. Oh, you're going to be able to face it, boys. Oh, you're going to be able to stand it, man. You today that ain't prepared, you'd better get prepared. Yes, you are. And you, that's got salvation today, you'd better take care of it. Yes, you had. But I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can destroy it. You can let it go down to nothing. And I'm going to tell you, if you ain't got enough of works, when the time comes for that old death angel to come, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. If you ain't got enough of works, he'll withdraw his spirit. Yes, he will. And when you go,
woman. You won't die in the Lord then, no. But if you'll work, God bless you, and keep your work done up, yes, well, there'll be some labor, Lord, to do in the work that follow you. But when you die, then you'll have something to hear him say, well done with. All right, now let's go on. Let's read just a little bit more. See, my times are running out here. And I tell you, I can feel the Lord this morning. Yes, I can. And listen, and I heard a great voice out of the temple say to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God up on the earth. Oh, listen, friends, them seven angels, it's got little vials. You know what that is? That's something like a little glass. Yeah, it is. And I don't know what's in it, but whenever they pour it out, it'll be maybe something like a mist, and it'll fall to earth. And oh, listen, God bless you, what's going to happen when it does? And the first went out and poured out his vial up on the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast upon them which worship his image. Oh, don't you see, friends? Don't you see? God bless you. Just because you saw them old children of God beheaded because they wouldn't take it, don't feel sorry for them. Thank God, because they stood for their testimony. Yeah, they did. And the only thing of it, you just thought you got by. But all them sores is going to come upon you. Yeah, they are. Them grievous sores. You roll at night. Yeah, you will. They won't. That pain will be terrible. Oh, God bless you. Why? Because today you've got to change to hear the truth. And you hear the truth. And you won't accept the truth. And brother, that man who won't accept it is going to believe a lie and be damned. You're going to believe that old king because, brother, that he done many wonderful things. And he deceived the people they thought. Yes. But God bless you. You got the Bible. We got the word to go by. Oh, bless your heart. Now, friends, if you ever in your life listen, I hope this morning you listen at me. They call right down the road. Brother, that man, it takes that mark. Brother, that beast, and his name. Yes, I don't care if you haven't got salvation. I don't care if you claim, brother, to not be a child of God. Brother, you better be that day. If you take that mark of that beast, you're into trouble. Let me read on just a little bit. I feel like my time's about up now. And the third angel poured out. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became his blood. Don't you see there? And every soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out of his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became his blood. Oh, God bless you. Oh, listen, you're going to get your old bucket. You're going to turn on your old faucet one of these mornings after that day. And it'll be blood. That won't be the satisfying appetite so much of thirst with it. And when you need a drink of water, well, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you better do. You better get right with God today, because that man, he don't get right with him, brother, he's going to face them days. There's a whole lot more of it I wish I could talk to you this morning about, but it would take me a long time to go on with it. But I hope, God bless you, you're listening, and I hope, God bless you, you'll study about this. I see my time's up now. Now then, if you ever feel like coming by and being with us, come on by. And I appreciate whatever you've done for me. And I want to thank you now. And I wish I could talk to you another 30 or 40 or maybe another half a day. I'm just wound up. I don't feel the Lord. Yeah, I can't tell you folks out there, you'd better get right with him. Yeah, you have. Now then, if you ain't got enough this Sunday, listen at me next Sunday. I'll try to tell you some more. May God bless you. Thank you.